The World Health Organization recently reported that 7,000 people have now died of the deadly Ebola virus. Well, now researchers in the United States working on a first-generation prototype vaccine have found promising results. A trial of the vaccine on healthy adults in Africa was found to boost immunity to the Ebola and related Marburg viruses. It raises hopes that researchers may be getting closer to developing a more potent vaccine to protect whole populations in West Africa, and particularly medical workers who are so vulnerable to infection. To discuss the results of the trials, I spoke earlier to Dr. Saranya Sridhar, an immunologist specialising in viruses at the University of Oxford. He was on the line from Calcutta in India.
My pleasure.
Do the initial results in these recent trials give you hope that we're now well on the way to some kind of new weapon in the fight against Ebola?
To some extent, yes. The vaccine that's been used in this particular study is a prototype vaccine that was really used in developing the vaccines that are currently being used in the response to the 2014 Ebola outbreak. So to some extent, what this particular study tells us is that the vaccines that were developed in the US were as safe and developed the same level of immunity as the same vaccines when they were tested in African population. And that gives us some hope for the vaccines that are currently being tested in the US and the UK and then moved in to testing in Africa.
And so what's the breakthrough here?
The breakthrough really is the fact that this is the first time that any vaccine for any of the two viruses, which is Ebola and Marburg, have ever been tested in an African population.
And what's the key to how this vaccine works? Why is it effective?
So the vaccine, to some extent, induces what we call antibodies, which is one particular arm of the human immune system. And at the same time, it seems to also be able to induce what we call T cells, which are cells of the immune system that protect us against Ebola. So it's sort of a dual action vaccine, so to speak, that seems to be able to induce both things that might protect us against Ebola. We don't really know in humans what exactly protects us against Ebola.
And how strong is the evidence that it would be effective?
That's a very good question. To some extent, we don't really know the answer until we go out and do the real clinical trial where we look to see how effective it might be against Ebola. This particular vaccine that was used in the study published in The Lancet in this week is really a prototype vaccine. And what has happened in the interim since this particular trial was initiated back in 2010 is that the researchers have gone on to make a more potent vaccine using a slightly different technology, very similar but slightly different technology, which are called viral vectored vaccines that are now being tested in the US, the UK and Africa.
And so would testing it on small vulnerable populations be the next step now that it seems to be effective and it is clearly safe?
To some extent that's true. The way the current plans, which I think are fairly, to some extent, fairly fluid and depend on a number of different factors, are designed is that once we know that the vaccines are safe in healthy adults in the US or the UK, which we now seem to know, there have been clinical trials have started in healthy adults in Africa. And once we know that the vaccines are safe there, they might be moved into healthy adults in West Africa, particularly in areas where Ebola is currently prevalent.
That seems to be a long way from shutting down an epidemic anytime soon. Would that be a fair comment?
Yes and no is the answer. I think to some extent that's a fair comment in the sense that we're not going to have a vaccine that is that might shut down the epidemic in the next few months. At the same time, the plan would be, if we could find a vaccine that was effective, to deploy it really in healthcare workers across West Africa. And that may help in really mitigating the burden, the size of the epidemic.
Mm. if you can keep the health workers alive, if you could have a targeted program to immunise those people, then that would start to be of assistance in reducing the epidemic just right there.
Absolutely. I mean, we've recently seen data published a couple of weeks ago that really showed that, you know, healthcare workers were about 103 times more likely to be infected with Ebola as the general population. And that's a, you know, very high risk that they're carrying. And I think if we can afford them some level of protection, it just allows us to be able to treat patients a lot better, but also potentially go out in the communities and really stop Ebola where it begins.
From your reading of this research, the vaccine is promising, but if it was rolled out, how long does it last? How long would this vaccine protect a person from the Ebola virus if it was effective?
I mean, the authors to some extent have presented some initial data addressing that particular question of how long it might last. And what we know from this research is that it seems that the antibodies, which, as I said, was one arm of the immune system that could protect against Ebola, seems to decline within about 11 months after vaccination. So within about a year or so, it seems that the immunity wanes. And what that might, of course, mean is that you might either have to give a more potent vaccine, as we're currently doing, or higher doses of the vaccine, or maybe come back and give a sort of a booster dose of the vaccine.
And so finally, do you think cautiously that this might be the breakthrough, or would you be still looking to the results of other trials for a vaccine taking place in other research centres?
No, I mean, I think this is a first step, but I think what we're really looking forward to next is the results of the trials of the vaccines that are planned to be deployed if they're effective. So these are studies from the University of Oxford as well, and then the studies that are being done in Mali and again in Uganda, as well as in Switzerland. And you know, I think all those different approaches might actually come together at some point to try and give us the best shot we could get against Ebola.
Thanks so much for taking us through the detail of it.
No problem. Thank you very much for your time.
Dr. Saranya Sridhar from Oxford University.